In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program Foresight. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay tuned. Today's story, the medical achievements in Islam and the Islamic Republic of Iran. Medicine has always been a field of science which Islam has placed importance on it. Our imams had great knowledge of medicine. In particular, Imam al-Rida himself wrote a treatise on medicine called Ar-Risalatu al-Dhahabiyya, meaning the Golden Treatise. In this treatise, Imam al-Rida thoroughly explains the human anatomy, physiology, chemistry, and pathology. In this treatise, the fundamentals of Islamic medicine and the way of curing diseases are explained. Iran, as a Muslim country, also had many famous physicians. For example, Avicenna is one of the most world-renowned Muslim physicians whose famous book, The Canon of Medicine, was a medical authority for centuries. Avicenna was a genius polymath, meaning a person who is a master of different sciences, including philosophy, medicine, mathematics, astronomy, theology, chemistry, and psychology, to name a few. Avicenna would treat people with the knowledge he had gained of Persian and Islamic medicine. He would use different herbal potions, concoctions, and teas to treat different diseases. Even today, many people use the herbs prescribed by Avicenna to treat different diseases. Avicenna was not the only Persian physician who had a big impact on the field of medicine. There was also a person named Zakaria Razi, who was known as Razis in the West. Razi also made great strides in the field of medicine, such as his discovery of alcohol. Alcohol was a great discovery because it was a liquid which was used to disinfect places which were unclean, such as on wounds and medical instruments. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Foresight. Iran is one of the Muslim countries in the world which has made considerable progress in the field of medicine after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Before the revolution of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Iran did not have many physicians. Before the revolution, the entire country only had 5,890 specialists, which 68% of them were in Tehran. On the other hand, today, based on health statistics of Iran, there are 78,000 general practitioners, 36,000 specialists and subspecialists, 24,000 dentists, and 2,000 dental specialists. One of the biggest problems which Iran had in healthcare was shortage of physicians, even in big cities. As a result, physicians from other countries such as India, Bangladesh, and Pakistan were used. But with the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, things changed dramatically. As medical colleges and schools increased, more physicians entered the healthcare arena, and this problem was solved. One of the biggest strides made after the Islamic Revolution was increase in the production of pharmaceuticals. With the establishment of 5 or 6 major pharmaceutical factories, Iran began producing biotechnological medicine, which are used for patients that have rare diseases. Moreover, drugs used to cure infertility were also produced after the Islamic Revolution, and Iran made major progress in this field. Life expectancy greatly increased in the Islamic Republic of Iran after the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Women, on average, have a life expectancy of about 80, and men have a life expectancy of about 76, which has increased relative to the year 1979, which was the year of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Life expectancy in Iran increased 10 to 20 years. Amir Mehdi Kazemi reports.
There was a time when the lives of many patients suffering from chronic illnesses in Iran entirely depended on medicine that was either produced in the United States or in Europe. But today that situation has changed. Iran not only produces a great amount of its required medicine at home, but has turned into a key world player in some fields of medicine, such as biopharmaceutics.
I went to see a group of young Iranian scientists who had managed to break the monopoly of giant Western biomedicine companies by becoming the world's second producers of medicine for MS patients.
Producing biopharmaceuticals is a process which is performed by recombinant DNA technology. This technique is introducing the gene of interest in a host, which in this case is CHO cells, which means Chinese hamster ovary cells.
This is the most advanced biopharmaceutical production facility in the entire Middle East and Northern Africa. In this facility, hygiene and cleanliness is a priority, first and last priority for everybody. A single bit of germ or particle that enters the facility is considered as a nightmare for their personnel because it could ruin the entire production line. That's why authorized personnel that go inside the system need to wear special costumes in order to avoid the spreading of germs and particles into the system.
We're now going to the major core for the production of biopharmaceuticals. We are going to see the visitors corridor. This is our cell culture department. These cell lines are recombinant cell lines. A cell line means a single cell derived from a parental cell, and the gene of interest has been introduced in this cell line.
Okay, and what do you have in those bottles, the red liquid?
Yes, this is the bottle where the cells live. This liquid is called a culture medium. The cells feeds up from this culture medium.
So this is the food that goes into.
Yes, exactly. This is the food and nutrients needed for the cells to for their growth. When the cells grow, they secrete the protein of interest into the surrounding media.
So the protein is the medicine?
Yes, the protein is a biopharmaceutical, and it's a medicine for treatment of a disease.
The liquid produced in the cell culture department is then delivered to the purification department. Before this stage, they still don't have pure medicine.
The aim of the purification department is to find and discover and purify the protein of interest from a complex mixture.
The laboratories in this maze-like facility are mobilized with the world's latest state-of-the-art equipment that are used by top Iranian experts in biotechnology, genetic engineering, pharmaceutics, and microbiology. These scientists are taking their steps along with the world's big names in biopharmaceutics. In addition to easing the pain for multiple sclerosis patients, they also make other biomedical products to treat kidney failure, infertility, and osteoporosis, as well as high-tech blood grouping test kits.
This is the instrumental analytical lab in which the purity of proteins that are later used in the medicine are put to the test. This is a very delicate task and requires constant attention. There is no room for any mistake whatsoever.
7 years ago, when Sinovex, which is the brand of our interferon beta, came to the market, it was the only generic or biosimilar form of the brand product Avonex from United States. And it was very surprising for all over the world that how it is possible that such a high-tech products manufactured in Iran, and they are claiming that it is exactly the same regarding the safety and efficacy.
A clean room has a controlled level of contamination that is specified by the number of particles per cubic meter at a specific particle size. More simply, it is very, very, very clean. That's why passing strict quality control or QC tests are a must for every stage of the work.
We are testing the impurities in the parallel test, and also we check the hostile protein and hostile DNA, which is not allowed to be in our products.
When you're dealing with living cells that produce medicine for you, research and development becomes even more important.
Biopharmaceutics deals with living cells that have the sensitive responsibility of producing the medicine. This is a clean room in which a very important experiment is taking place by Iranian scientists. It is called the antiviral assay, which analyzes the biological activities of the medicine. In simple words, they study the interaction between the medicine and the human body.
Back to another clean room. The filling line is the most isolated environment in the facility. In this part, even the atmospheric pressure of the room is constantly controlled by computers, in addition to temperature, humidity, and the number of particles. A tiny contamination in the product is equal to a catastrophe.
This is where the final product ends, in the packing section. Men and women who are working in this department require to have a perfect eyesight so that they could immediately spot any probable defects on the product. After the final quality control, the medicine is now ready to reach those who need it.
And there it is, a dose of life for a longing patient.
Ambition is beyond imagination.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Foresight. Medical tourism is a phenomenon which has gained ground recently and is becoming a world industry. People will travel to different cities as tourists, not only to see the tourist attractions of that country, but also to receive various medical treatments for various reasons. Iran is one of the countries which is ranked among the top 30 countries, ranked above the United States and Brazil, which attracts tourists who want to undergo medical treatment. Iran now offers a wide range of high-quality treatments, whether it is dentistry, heart surgery, or even cosmetic surgeries. Iran has become a center for medical tourism for its unique historical places and natural touristic sites. But perhaps the biggest reason tourists come to Iran for healthcare services is the reasonable prices for the treatments. But this does not mean that the treatments offered are of low quality. No, the doctors in Iran are very knowledgeable and skilled, and their work is outstanding. Iran has 51 medical schools which train 3,000 physicians each year. Many of these physicians continue their education at top universities around the world, which further shows their skill and knowledge. Moreover, the medical centers which offer treatment in Iran are very developed and offer state-of-the-art medical services. If you want to receive medical treatment with a good price and high quality, it is recommended that you visit Iran. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.